I am Thus Michelson.
I am the thing the men fear.
There's a war brewing between the Cylons. We cannot be killed. You're wrong.
You are all far.
The Vampire Diaries and the Originals. Now on Fridays, starting at 8, 7 Central on the CW.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Originals on the VRO. I'm Keisha, and on the line with me is Kristen. Hi, Kristen.
Hello.
Welcome back. It's been so long since we last talked, hasn't it been?
I know, a whole, 5 seconds.
But today, we have to talk about Dead Angels, and I didn't get to watch it live, but, I just peeked on Twitter because I was watching Deadpool, you know that show, or that movie, and everybody was just losing their damn mind on Twitter, and I had Rachel telling me, oh, my God, this episode's crazy, you were saying that, and I'm just like, what's going on?
It was pretty awesome.
My goodness. It was so good. I think I watched it at least 3 times. Since it aired.
Oh my God. Okay, so you're going to be more detailed on the recap than I am.
Oh, really? Why? What happened?
Because I watched it the once, and then I was in Orlando yesterday, so I did not watch it 3 times like you did.
Okay.
But I remember the good parts.
Yeah, we'll talk about the really good parts and the not
yeah.
so good parts. we'll see, because I also have the memory of Dory. So this will be interesting.
Oh, yeah. We're awful. Yeah.
Very awful. But, yes. Okay. So, picking up from last week, so the Strix need a new leader. And Elijah has volunteered. Well, he's like, I'm going to take back my group. You know, mm-hmm. I started them. He called himself the founding father. I don't know why it was so hot, but it's hot. Yeah, you can be. Yeah,
anything
Elijah.
He says is hot. Let's be real.
Yeah, yeah, Elijah, yeah, you could say anything to me that you're going to grind kittens in an alley, and you're so hot. It's okay.
Yeah, he could walk in and say he just farted, and we would probably be like, yeah!
We found a new perfume, guys! Okay, no.
Oh my God, no.
No. Wait, okay,
oh,
question, because vampires... They seem to function like humans. Like, they eat like humans. They sleep like humans. So, do they go to the bathroom like humans? Like, are they Putin?
I don't know. Just nobody's ever excusing themselves to go to the bathroom. Never. We need to know this.
Bathroom,
this needs to get
obviously.
Written in the show. Come on. Yeah.
Like, what goes in must come out, and they do a lot of eating and drinking, so it's got to come out somewhere. I'm just saying.
We need to know. This needs to get written into the show to make it more realistic.
Yes, because everybody wants to see Klaus on the toilet after a really bad Mexican food. No. No.
No.
No. Oh, this got off track real quick.
Yeah, it did.
Anyway, back to Elijah and the Strix. So, I guess, do we want to talk about Elijah first, or do we want to talk about Klaus and his whole cami deal?
No, let's talk about Elijah.
Okay,
let's
yeah.
talk
we'll,
about
we'll
Elijah,
talk about
and then we have to jump before we do the ending, what happened in the ending.
Okay. So the Strix are like, okay, so Aya, you know, she's been with Tristan for almost 1,000 years, or like 900 years. And he's like, I'm going to be leader. And then Elijah's full sense is like, no. I'm going to take back control of what I started because you know, this group has just gone way off track, and I'm going to bring you guys back to greatness. And I am like, no. Elijah, do you remember 900 years ago when your crazy father came in and killed a bunch of us, and you left me for dead, and you only take care of your family, so why the hell should you be leader? And he's like, I got this piece of paper, and who wrote the rules? Oh, that was me. Okay, yeah, I'm going to invoke my own leader.
Yes, I do. This is like the episode in under 2 minutes.
In under 2 minutes. So now there's a war, and then I was like, yeah, no, you're over my dead body. Let's fight for this. And so they get into this, you know, this duel. So,
yeah, but wait, before we get into the duel, we remember Elijah, before he went to go meet with the Strix and Aya, he was talking to Haley and let it slip that him and Aya had a thing back in the day when poured a little man bun.
Oh my God. Yes. So in case y'all didn't know, Elijah is all about the rainbow. He mix it up a little bit. And we've seen Klaus mix it up too. But in this instance, Elijah got him some Aya. He thought he was brilliant and ready for the immortal life. So he turned her and, you know, they were, you know, doing a little bump and bump grind. And I'm sure she used that ponytail for some staring. But yes, props to Elijah's ponytail, which I think is the MVP of this episode.
Yes, agreed. And it's funny because in one of the other recaps that we did, weren't we saying that he always gets the shitty wigs?
Yeah.
So we're.
But this one's not.
When we saw it, no, this one was good. I liked him with the little ponytail / man bun. I like it.
Yeah, he looks kind of like a hipster, but like back in the day. It was really hot. Like,
yes, it was.
And he wasn't so pristine, like, put together. It was a messy bun, and he just seemed more rugged. It was really, really attractive. Like, I like that.
Yes.
And I'm jealous of Aya for getting that rugged Elijah.
Right? I was watching this episode, and I was like, you know what? Like, Elijah was, when he was on The Vampire Diaries, he was in a relationship with Catherine. So Nina Dobrev got to make out with him. He made out with Haley. Well, he did more with Haley, but whatever.
On the table.
And now Aya, who else was there? I'm like, can somebody write me in an episode? Like, somebody could kill me in the episode, but let me just, you know, have a little scene with Elijah.
Kristen, the man's 1,000 years old. How many sexual partners
do you look
think
like
he
it.
Had?
He doesn't look like it.
No, he doesn't. No, you're looking real good for being ancient, Elijah.
You see?
But you expect him to be a virgin. Like, I know people were shocked when Klaus had sex with Haley, and they're like, oh, my God, isn't he a virgin? Well, I don't think they were thinking that, but, like, some people were acting like he was a virgin. Like, it was out of his realm to have a one-night stand. Like, these are vampires, horny vampires, who've been around for 1,000 years. Of course they're going to be getting it on throughout the centuries.
That's okay.
Just saying.
They're immune to diseases. I'm sticking to that. So he's
what
good.
What if he has herpes, but it doesn't affect him, but it affects all of his partners who aren't vampires? Like, that would suck.
Yeah, that would suck. You look really nice. Just stand right there. Don't touch me.
Yeah, but I don't think so, because their bodies automatically heal anything, so if they got something, then it would automatically heal and get rid of the virus. So.
Exactly.
You're good.
So
you guys
I just
are good.
I just want one scene with Elijah. That's all I want.
One scene with Elijah.
Just one. Yeah, they could do to me what they did to Gia. That's fine. Just one episode. Just give me one.
Woo! They had some hot scenes.
Yeah, they did. So
I'm still not over that. Yeah, okay. Back to getting
no,
all these flashbacks.
I'm not over Gia either. We can't even talk about it.
No. No, but yeah, so he and Aya had a thing. And it seems like he's still like, well, Aya obviously still has some kind of feeling for him because she's still mad at him. She's still carrying that betrayal with her. And I don't see why it's really Elijah's fault because he did ask her to go with him and she decided to stay. So, I mean, I can see why she's mad, you know, that he chose his family, but at the same time, it's not like he was like, bye, bitch. He invited you to come.
Exactly. Yeah, and to be honest, I get where you're coming from, that she was upset that he didn't stay with her, but it's his family. Like, family comes first no matter what. So it kind of was her fault for not just going.
Yeah. And then now we see why she was so dedicated to Tristan is because he saved her life. And they together took over districts, and they made it to what it is now, which is really awful, and a bunch of egomaniacal vampires.
And you know what's funny really about them, party. Too? All the other members of the Strix, like, they haven't introduced any other characters, really, but they all seem to be like, well, who's my leader today? Like, when it was Tristan, they were, like, doing everything Tristan said. And then when they locked Tristan away and Aya said something, then they were like, okay, let's follow Aya. And then with Elijah, they were looking to me like, okay, well, maybe we should be following him. Like, what kind of a group is that? They need some kind of, I don't know, loyalty or something. Because they're just jumping from one person to the other.
They're like the minions, and they don't have a mind of their own. They just follow. And maybe that's,
yeah.
I think that's because maybe that's the way that Tristan and Aya train them to be. It's just this group of followers who do as they're told.
Well, maybe because when they were initiating Marcel, and they wanted Marcel to fight that one person, that one guy. He was a member of their group, and he was willing to let him die to bring Marcel in. So it's like they're like expendable. I don't know.
Yeah, what a fun group to be a part of, guys. I totally
sign me up. Right?
They're so cool. So meanwhile,
well, hopefully if Elijah becomes their leader, they might have a little more structure. Because Aya, I don't know. I don't know how to read her. Because it's like part of me likes her, but part of me thinks she's a bitch.
She's both, though. She's like, well, she was bitch-slapping Elijah with her words. Like, she's cutting him down.
Yeah, she was.
I loved it. She was fierce in this episode. I loved it. I think the problem with her was that when we first met her, she was Tristan's lapdog, so it seemed like she didn't have a mind of her own. But now she's stepping out of the shadow, and we realize that, yeah, Aya is this fierce woman who she knows what she wants, and she goes after it, and she's very – she sticks up for what she believes in, and she is a true leader. Like, she's the one who's picking up the pieces after the – Tristan's fall, and you know she's the one trying to get this group back to form without descending into chaos, and obviously she was willing to die for her beliefs and you know, and so that's something.
Yeah, I do like that about her, that she is a strong female character, and this show seems to have more of that than the Vampire Diaries, you know what I mean? Because in the Vampire Diaries, we have Bonnie, who's strong, but she just does everything for everybody instead of standing up for what she wants. Then you have Elena, who's putting everybody before herself. But then on this show, you have Aya, who's a tough woman. Haley, who's kicking ass. And now Cammy, who's Cammy.
Well, the difference is they're not, these are grown-ass women. You know, they're not teenagers.
Yeah.
They're not trying to figure out their lives. They know what they want. And, you know, it's not that they're just big, tough women who can beat up anybody. It's that, it's not that, because, yes, they are strong, but they also have feelings. And they're not afraid to shy away from them and let it be known how they're feeling. So I think
Haley is young too, because remember Haley was hanging out with Tyler on the Vampire Diaries. So I think Haley's closer to their age, but she carries herself like more mature, I guess.
Well, those guys are like 18, 19.
Yeah,
those guys are 18, 19. Haley in this episode, or I think it was like a couple of episodes back when Jackson was still alive and the grandma was like, how old are you, 25? So she's obviously still, you know,
a little older, yeah.
Older than them anyway. But, like, yeah, these are grown-ass people who know who they are. They've already, you know, I mean, well, at least have a good idea of who they are, because Cammy's still trying to figure that out.
Even Davina, like, in this episode, she's young. I think she's like the youngest character on both shows, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. I think so, yeah.
And to me, Davina, I mean, she messes up a lot, you know, because she's by herself and nobody really taught her what she was supposed to do. But to me, she even stands up for what she thinks is right. And she's stubborn as shit, but she's doing what she thinks is, you know what I mean? What she wants to do.
Yeah. How do you feel about her joining the Strix?
I don't like it, but like I said, if Elijah or, like, because we saw, you know, Marcel tried to get in on that, I want to be leader. If Marcel or Elijah are in control, I don't think they would let anything bad happen to Davina. And I'm not sure what the hell is going on with that coven with the Strix, because that one girl wanted out. Like, she was adamant she wanted out. So it's like, I don't know. I like Davina on her own, or even with Vincent. I don't know how I feel about the Strix yet.
I don't think the Strix are good. Like, yeah, I might be cool, but clearly there's something more to her that's darker, because they were saying also, you know, Aya doesn't keep her promises. So obviously there's something wrong with the Strix, and there's this whole idea of these witches, they're not of their own, they don't act on their own free will. They act as, it seems like, slaves to the coven, or to the Strix.
Exactly.
So it would be, you know, Davina is too headstrong for that shit. She's not going to put up with that crap.
Exactly.
So clearly there's going to be some kind of clash, and she's not going to be the witch they want her to be.
She proved that in this episode, because when she saw everything that was going on, and then that one girl came and like got in her head and saw what was happening, she like immediately called Cammy and told Cammy who was behind that whole thing. So I think even though they're trying to get her to join their coven and whatever, I think Davina, she is too headstrong for that. She's too of her own will. Like, I don't know. I think she cares about them. Even though she says she hates the Michelsons and whatever, I think part of her does care about them. I mean, she does like Cole, and Cole's a Michelson.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, question, how the hell was it so easy to, like, find out Elijah's secret? It was like, I touched her body, boom, I know the weapon. And then the other witch comes in, oh, what's in your head? Boom, let me touch you and steal it. Oh, now I'm going to go, I've got the weapon, now I'm going to go get it. Like, that was like a group text gone wrong.
so bad.
Yeah, it's like if it's that easy to get, wouldn't everybody know everybody's secret?
Yeah, and it makes you think, well, why the hell did Elijah do this in the first place? Like, wouldn't he know that witches don't stay dead and that his secrets would still get out?
Yeah, exactly.
But it looks like they only found out about the weapon. They didn't delve into the other deep, dark stuff that apparently he's done. Because that would take a
behind his red door
into the brain. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Elijah. Ooh, we know you're a freak. You know he's got some freak tendencies. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, did you see him in that cage fight with Aya?
Oh, he enjoyed being slammed against that cage. He liked it. He was like, yes, call me Elijah Fierce. Do it again.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Whatever.
I'm curious, though, to see what's going to happen with Cammy. She's lucky Klaus has feelings for her, because he would have ripped her head off real quick.
Yeah. I hope that, like, this is the last bit of rebellion that she's going to have, because obviously she's, like, walking on very, very thin ice, and she effed it up big time.
Yeah, she did. It's funny because when she first turned into a vampire, you and Rachel were like, oh, she's not going to be like Elena when Elena turned into a vampire. But to me, she's like annoying me. And I love Cammy. We've always been team Cammy. But she's new to this. And she's not understanding that Klaus didn't want that for her. Because if he did, he would have turned her himself. He was trying to prevent her from dying because then she wouldn't be in his life and whatever. So it's not like he had any bad intentions towards her becoming a vampire, but she's just doing this rebellious act, and it doesn't fit her, really.
Yeah.
I mean, she could still be a badass. She could still be a badass and still be Cammy. I don't think she has to be this, you know, messing stuff up because she really, what does she know about the supernatural world other than they messed up her brother, they killed her uncle, you know, and that Klaus and them are vampires. What else does she know? She shouldn't be meddling in that stuff just yet.
Yeah, there is, obviously she has a lot to learn, and it's so heartbreaking to see them fighting. I don't want them to fight.
I know.
I just want to get to the kissing of them. I just want to get to that hot vampire sex scene. We know it's going to happen eventually. Can't they just start getting along?
I know. Get it together.
Come on, Klaus. It's been a minute. I think it's been a year since he's gotten late. No, wait, no, Aurora. Never mind. Yeah, that. but yeah.
Speaking of,
but before we get to that, I know people were just kind of upset at seeing Klaus so vulnerable because mm-hmm. Cammy has this hold over him and he was able to get really messed up by the witch. But we've seen witches, you know, mess with him before and kind of take him out.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this time, I think what's bothering people this time around is that he's like in a strangle. Cammy has him in the stranglehold. Like, she's doing all of these things no one else could ever get away with without him murdering them and
mm-hmm.
not giving it a second thought. And
for
it just goes to show that he really, really, really cares about her. And he
mm-hmm.
trusted her, and I think part of it also is, you know, I think Vincent said, you know, Cammy was the only person that he let in like that and trusted, and she betrays him. So,
yep.
We're seeing the effect of that. But, yeah, it would be nice to see Klaus get back to form and be this evil, conniving, murderous, sexy, smiling, sarcastic dude.
Yeah,
but
the poor guy, like, all this horrible shit comes at him all the time, and it's like, he's not even seeking it out. Like, he's just trying to sit back and chill, and all this crazy shit keeps happening. Somebody needs to. I hope Cammy kills Aurora.
She better. You want to know why Aurora is the worst?
Why?
She stole a baby's toy. She stole.
Right?
She stole a kid's toy and is using it to kill her family. So, yes, Aurora must die. And I think we have Rachel on the line. Or maybe we don't have Rachel on the line. Hello, caller.
Oh, this is Ella. I was calling for my show that's supposed to come on going at 4.
Oh, hi, Ella. Teen Wolf is coming up, so stick around for that. Whoopsie daisy. So we'll talk to you later, Ella. We're just doing the originals.
Okay.
Take care. All righty. So, yeah. Not Rachel. But, yeah, Klaus is in a very vulnerable place right now, and so it'd be cool to see him get back to form.
Definitely.
But, yeah. But now we realize what's cool is seeing Marcel get back to the badass he is.
Right?
Because
yes.
Oh, my, he
you never know.
New
you never know from one episode to the next whose side he's on until the very last minute. And it's like you hope that he's on the Michelson side, but sometimes he fools you. Like, you really don't know because Elijah tried him, telling him grown-ups are talking. Like, Elijah insults him a lot, and you don't know if he's just getting to this point that he's tired of the Michelsons. So to see the end of this episode, my mouth, I was like, oh, my God, yes, I knew it. So he is helping Elijah, so yay.
And it just kind of reminds you that, hey, you know, everyone treats Marcel like this child who doesn't know what the hell he's doing. But, yo, he's the one that built New Orleans to what it is now.
Yeah.
He ran that city. He found a way to shut down all these supernatural creatures. He is a leader. He's a champion. And he deserves some more damn respect is what I'm saying. And so I was like on board when he stood up on that car. I was like, I built this city. These are my streets. And it's true. Those are his streets. So I'm glad to see him finally take back the power that he earned in his city. So much so.
Brancy just texted me and said, quit talking about the original so I can talk Teen Wolf.
We're getting kicked out. Okay. But my final thought is I love that Elijah was like, I was in the moment. The moment took me. I was acting. He threatened to rip out Marcel's heart.
Yeah, definitely. I'm hoping for more scenes with those two because they're amazing together.
Yeah, and so it's good to see them on the same page. Loving
definitely
what's going on with the originals. I cannot wait for next week because, again, it looks crazy. And it's just going to be awesome.
Yes. And also, real quick before we go, we have to shout out the originals AAF on Twitter and Mello, which is at THG_fanatic, because both were tweeting and live tweeting and retweeting and favoriting and all that good stuff. So check them out on Twitter.
Yes. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll be back to recap next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Build a better bathroom today with help from Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need during the Kohler Dream Bathroom event. So hurry into your neighborhood store to get 10 to 15% off select Kohler and Sterling bath products that are sure to transform any bathroom. Don't miss out on all of the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Selection varies by store. Valid February 11th through March 13th. U.S. only.